Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
It is tempting to travel the world to find historic places, but you really don't have to look any further than your own backyard for a significant site. Right here in the Quad Cities is where the nation's connection between East and West began in 1856. This is the story told in the documentary East Meets West, the first railroad bridge to cross the Mississippi River. I'm Julie Johnston, the writer and director of East Meets West. This documentary tells the story of the bridge that first connected Rock Island with Davenport. It includes the roles of Henry Farnham, who led the effort to build the railroad and the bridge, and Abraham Lincoln, who helped successfully defend the railroad's right to bridge the river. The bridge was a crucial link in the Transcontinental Railroad and settlement of the West. Produced by Heritage Documentaries, a local nonprofit, and edited by Denise Holmer, a local videographer, the film ties national events to local places and people. Interviews with historians as well as descendants of characters connected to the events help bring the story to life. There are many fascinating documents and images from area museums and paintings from artist Michael Blazer that depict key elements of the time period. You'll get a glimpse of the golden era of steamboat travel in the mid-1800s and the monumental achievement of the Transcontinental Railroad in 1869. There's tension between the northern and southern states to build the first railroad bridge to cross the Mississippi River. You'll see the tenacity of local leaders and impressive feats of engineering. But the ripple effects set off by the bridge impacted the nation's development. This one bridge and the conflicts surrounding it also foreshadowed the looming Civil War. Not only were the issues of slavery, economics, and expansion starting to boil up, but Abraham Lincoln, Jefferson Davis, and Robert E. Lee, who are etched in history as leaders during the war, all played roles years before in the story of the first bridge. Learn more about this piece of history by seeing the documentary for yourself. It will be shown for free at the Putnam Museum's IMAX Theater on Thursday, June 28th at 7 p.m. I hope it inspires you to learn more about the important role the Quad Cities area had in the development of the United States, and to explore the magnificence of the Mississippi River, which is still a vital force in our community.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.